All right, so.
Yeah, it's not breaking news.
Yeah, I know. Let's talk for a moment about recycling.
Let's talk you for
think,
several minutes.
You think it's the right thing to do, right?
Well, you think it is, and everybody tells you to do it.
It's not going into landfills. But
is it working? We talked to our friend Ken Dixon, state capitol reporter slash columnist for Hearst, Connecticut Media. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Ken.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Why is the state recycling plan going, in the words of Radar O'Reilly, to hell in a handbasket?
I think we're waiting for the Sorcerer's Apprentice to show up with the proper baton.
Or 1-800-GOT-JUNK, yeah.
It's been going on for well over a year, probably 2 years. The Chinese had been taking all kinds of recyclables, and then now they stopped. They were taking them worldwide, not just from us. I don't think it's a Trump trade thing, but... the value of the stuff that had been a positive for towns and cities is now a massive negative into six figures everywhere. And a lot of the stuff, like glass, has virtually no value at all. And you got to they've been trucking out to landfills in Pennsylvania and Ohio.
I want to back up just a minute to China taking a lot of the trash, or the recyclables, so to speak. What did they do with it? Did they recycle it, or did they just dump it somewhere in the Yellow River?
No, they were using it. They were separating various items of value and using that. But
so they're selling
their domestic market, I think, has taken over that, and they don't need the.
They're producing their own garbage. Yeah, okay. Well, their own recyclables. Yeah, know what you're saying. But you know, as you looked into this, Ken, what were the things you said? Glass is essentially useless. What else is there that was worth, like aluminum cans, things like that? Are those still worth recycling?
Yeah, but the biggest thing is like clean cardboard that they can, and I don't think there's a facility. That's too bad because a Connecticut company could somehow get this clean cardboard and make some money doing that. But one of the major problems was when Ned Lamont wanted to double the nickel deposit and expand it to, you know, whiskey and vodka and...
Oh, really?
Like, it was killed in the legislature because, of course, the legislature basically, well, I'm not a cynic, Ray. I'm not. But
I like you,
if you want something done, don't expect it to happen, you know, within years
right.
for these people.
Now, what is the state doing, Ken, to try to turn things around?
Speaker Joe Aris Simowitz has gotten... A commission, a blue ribbon. I love
of course.
Blue ribbon.
Of
blue
course.
Ribbon commission. You know, why don't we have like a black ribbon commission?
I like task force.
Or a red written commission.
Task force.
Task force
is
good too.
Nothing good happens with a task force. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, and there are so many competing interests there. They've only had their first meeting, and for sheer comedy going forward, that would be something to check in on when you get the distilled spirits people trying to protect their turf. They're. I should mention, like, the food people throw out. If you could recycle food, compost your food, because it weighs a ton. And and part of the push and pull is the burn-to-energy plants, the five burn-to-energy plants, want that stuff to burn. But it really doesn't make sense. In the there are efforts to do – there are pilot programs to do curbside pickup of food waste and restaurants are participating in that.
What would they do, Ken, with that then? Burn it?
There is an anaerobic digester that's operating. I forget what town it's in, and they can get energy out of that stuff by kind of, you know, cooking it up and.
Yum.
Yeah, you know.
Are other states, Ken, having the same issues that Connecticut's having?
Yeah, and this is one of the things, you know, the governor talks about regional cooperation, and that this is something that, you know, I mean, it's not as sexy as, you know, some kind of recreational marijuana thing, but it's definitely more important to the cities and towns who are looking at this stuff as a big cost center now.
By the way, Ken, one thing that you point out here, and this is rather interesting, even though we're talking about kind of like pristine cardboard, even so, it was $166 bucks a ton 2 years ago. Now it's 30. I mean, the prices are just dropping.
Inflation.
Well, deflation.
Deflation.
Actually, I put my 401k into cardboard. What am I going to do here? I'm in serious trouble. So
it's still a positive, though, as opposed to the glass and this, I don't know. I mean, no one wants to argue against the single stream, but
I like it.
A lot of people don't know what exactly should go in there.
Well, yes, there's great confusion about that because our company has a big initiative about recycling, and we basically had to go to school to find out
what to recycle with what. We had a class.
I skipped that day.
But, I mean, the one thing is, you know, if you think about this, Ken, is, you know, I remember some towns have picked up single stream. I know West Hartford has and others. Some don't. But there was a big pushback to get rid of instead of doing that sacrament of taking your dirty soda bottles and beer bottles down to the grocery store, you know, they were just going to throw it all in the stream, and that would take care of it. But the people who make those machines for the recycling, you know, the little slot machines you kind of put them in, they apparently were totally against single stream. So, I mean, it's really, it's there's a lot going into play here.
Yeah, and then you've got these regional redemption centers that haven't, the amount that they're allowed to recycle stuff has not changed. And, actually the bottle deposit is one of the things that's actually working because... Oh. It's so-called clean glass, and which is why if they had expanded the bottle bill, it might help exacerbate the problem somewhat. But again, the legislature, when push came to shove in the last 2 days of the session, pulled the rug out from under Rep. Joe Cresco from Stratford in one of the expected weird turns that the industry pulls. It's so much easier to kill a bill, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah, and Ken, when are towns, which are already honked off, because they're not getting their money for their winter projects and stuff, going to stand up and say enough's enough?
Yeah, honked off. There's a verb.
Yeah. You could tell I'm not a writer.
I think we ought to take all our recyclables and just take them up to Vermont, leave them there.
But the towns are getting shortchanged in this too, aren't they?
Bridgeport made $130,000 a couple of years ago, and now it's nearly $400,000 in expense.
That they're spending, okay.
Right, that they're spending on it.
God, where are you going to put all this stuff then? You've had that one thing, the digester for, you know, used food, so to speak. But, I mean, what else would you do with all of it? I thought they used, like, plastic bags or plastic bottles to make decking, you know?
Sweaters, yeah.
Exactly. Well, Ray's in fact, Ray's wearing a recyclable sweater right now.
Everything I wear is recycled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ken, thanks for the time.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Ken.
It.
Okay, guys.
Appreciate we'll get you on your next project.
Ken Dixon, State Capitol Reporter.
He's a good one.
Hearst, Connecticut Media.
He's a good one. A lot of people in the legislature fear him.